Most of you know we're preaching our way through the book of Acts, and we've made it to chapters 21 and chapter 22. And what I need to do before I go on is just sort of review where we are. So just let me review this. The Apostle Paul was in the city of Jerusalem. He believed that God was calling him to go there as part of God's plan for him. Nothing, I repeat, nothing could dissuade the apostle from going to Jerusalem because he believed it to be God's will for him to go there. Now, many people had warned Paul that he would be mistreated in Jerusalem. But Paul understood one simple fact. Jesus, his Lord and Master, had suffered and died for him as part of God's plan. So Paul, like Jesus, did not expect to walk through a rose garden. He understood that there would be pain and suffering for him too if he chose to follow Jesus. So the warning of his friends about what would happen to him in Jerusalem were informative but not determinative. He was going to go to Jerusalem no matter what the cost. Now, problems awaited Paul in Jerusalem. Even before he arrived in that city, false rumors had been spread through the church about Paul's teaching. Now, I don't want you to miss the key word. They were rumors, but they were false rumors. There was no truth in them. But the rumors were already present in the city and in the church before Paul arrived. So the elders asked him to attempt to appease the evil people by taking a vow of forgiveness. He did it out of obedience to the elders. But appeasement with evil never works. So the elders' plan failed. In fact, the people spreading the rumors were encouraged by appeasement. I just need to tell you that always happens. When you start appeasing with evil, you feed it. Okay? It thinks it's got you. So it moves against you with even greater force. Okay? So the people who were spreading the evil rumors about Paul were encouraged by the appeasement. So they added new charges, equally false ones, to the old rumors. They stirred up the crowd in the temple to the point where Paul was dragged out of the temple. And the crowd's intention that day was to kill him. Now, just in case you don't recognize it, Paul was in big trouble. He was in the hands of a mob, and their intention was to kill him. He was only saved by the intervention of the police. For his protection, the Roman soldiers arrested him. But as they were taking him into the barracks, into the police station, for his protection from the mob, Paul asked the commander of the soldiers to let him speak to the crowd. Now, from here on, I'm not revealing, it's going to get a little complicated. See, Paul spoke to the commander of the Roman soldiers in Greek. It was Koine Greek, the Greek used throughout the world by the Roman Empire or the Roman army. It was the language which people used in business at that time. If you let me, it was kind of the English of that day. But Paul knew it, and he used it to the surprise of the commander. As the text explains, the commander was surprised at Paul's use of Greek because he believed that Paul was an Egyptian terrorist. who had led a rebellion against Rome of 4,000 soldiers. The commander of the army thought that he had captured himself one big bad guy for whom Rome was searching and for whose capture he would be rewarded. Paul explained that he was not the guy. It was simply a case of mistaken identity. Paul explained that he was just a Jew from Tarsus and asked again to address the people who were trying to kill him. Now, I have to stop here to point this out to you because we miss these things when we read the scripture. We take this all as being coincidence. I mean, the guy has a mistaken identity, arrests Paul, Paul's in danger, he takes him in the barriers, blah, 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 blah. Okay? It's not coincidence, folks. It is the plan of Almighty God, and it is unfolding without the awareness of anybody. Amen. You want to know a secret? It's happening right now, today. Now, when the commander had given his permission, Paul addressed the crowd, but he didn't speak in Greek this time. He spoke in Aramaic. Now, Aramaic was a form of Hebrew used in everyday life by Jews throughout the world. It's not the high Hebrew of worship of Yahweh that was used in the temple. It was the common language of Jews, the language which they used every day. Kind of like the difference between church Latin today and Italian. Now, folks, just for the record, the Apostle Paul was not some country bumpkin preacher. He was insightful. He was a well-educated man. His words and his instruction to us, remember that he wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, his words and his instruction to us are reliable and trustworthy. He was spiritually attuned, and he was used by God in great ways to communicate the truth people need to hear, then as well as today. So do not ignore what he has to say. I love it when my more liberal colleagues tell me that if the Apostle Paul knew what we know today, he would not have written what he wrote. His use of the common language, which the people could understand, surprised the mob which was trying to kill him that day. They quieted down to listen to what he had to say. He told them who he was, a devoted, dedicated Jewish scholar who had been devoted to the destruction of Christianity until he personally met Jesus. Now, just another word aside here, when you meet Jesus, it changes everything. Amen. He told them how he had worked for the high priest himself until a day on the Damascus Road when Jesus appeared to him in a light so bright that it caused him to go blind for several days. He told them that in that experience he heard the voice of Jesus say to him, "Go, I will send you to the Gentiles." Now, catch this. The Jews of that time did not believe that Yahweh, the God of Israel, cared a hill of beans for Gentiles. They believed that all the blessing of God was reserved for them and for them alone. The heathen, they thought, deserved their fate. God, they said, would not lift his little finger to save them because they were not Jews. That was never true. Genesis chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. When God Almighty formed the nation of Israel and called Abram to become Abraham, God said, I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you. I will make your name great and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. All the people of the earth will be blessed through you. Israel's purpose was to bring God's blessing to all the people of the earth. Now you hear me, Church of Jesus Christ. Because I say this in all sincerity and with no uncertainty. The same thing is true of the church. We do not exist for ourselves alone, and God's blessing was never reserved for us above all others. We are called, as was Israel of old, to bring God's blessing to all the earth. Amen. The key word for sold out is invite. But in Paul's day, Israel was offended by the thought that God's love could extend beyond them. When they heard Paul's words that God had called him to go to the Gentiles, they were incensed with rage. And they cried out, get rid of him. Kill him. He's not fit to live. Now, you want to know something? Those are the words of a devilish mob filled with the hatred of Satan. No person who loves God speaks like that. Read the little book of 1 John.